1 week after a magnitude 7 earthquake destroyed the Caribbean island of Haiti, donor nations are meeting in neighbouring Dominican Republic to start discussing reconstruction needs. The United Nations has appealed for $550 million in emergency funding, but streets piled with debris and insecurity are still slowing aid delivery.
At least 70,000 bodies have been confirmed buried following the Haiti earthquake. The Pan American Health Organization has estimated that at least 100,000 are dead, while a U.S. general on the ground in Haiti thinks that the death toll could reach 200,000 or higher.
Some 2,200 Marines with heavy earth-moving equipment, medical aid and helicopters are due to arrive in the capital today. The U.S. Southern Command says it aims to have 10,000 U.S. troops in the area after Haitian President René Préval appealed Sunday for additional troops to help keep order. He said police and U.N. peacekeepers are overstretched and cannot contain crowds of looters.
However, there are signs of progress as international medical teams begin to take over damaged hospitals. The church's main aid organization, Caritas Internationalis, is on the ground and reports that an emergency clinic and medical team is being flown in from Holland, with 120 tons of aid from Caritas partners on its way over land and sea.
Caritas Internationalis press officer Michelle Hoff is in Port-au-Prince. She says the distribution of aid remains a challenge and that aid agencies fear a breakdown in public order.
Many people still look in shock. Well, as you can imagine, they've come through a terrible disaster and now they're living on the street. Their relatives and their family may still be underneath the rubble because the rescue effort is still going on, but it's very difficult with so many collapsed houses.
Now, you speak about Caritas on the ground receiving a lot of aid from Caritas partners around the world. How important is it for you that this aid continues to flow?
It is extremely important. At the moment, we've received 8 containers, 20 truckfuls of aid, 2 plane loads are arriving today and tomorrow. However, obviously, we need to coordinate in a way that we're not overwhelmed in such a way that we can't actually store it. We're delivering food kits, hygiene kits and shelters, also medical tents and personnel who can staff the medical tents, and we've received aid from Caritas members from across the world so far. We're facing the problem, like many aid agencies, of distributing to a large number of people because there are issues of insecurity. People have been for days without food and water in some cases, not everywhere. And we're looking very carefully at where we can distribute the most quickly and in the safest possible way.